This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates all morning long. We have a busy Thursday show, of course, Dear John, two Grand Slam. The NFL schedule is out, and we'll play the schedule game, but it felt wrong to start anywhere but our first place Detroit Tigers.
Oh, man. They just keep cooking. Don't let them get hot. They started hot. They've stayed hot, and it's been so much fun. 5-5, bottom of the ninth, and I thought they were going to waste a good opportunity. You get Ibanez. What is it? Ibanez on third. Thank you, Heather.
So hot.
With no outs. And then all of a sudden, Javi Baez comes to the plate. You think two nights in a row. And then it's a pop fly. But, hey, Justin Henry Molloy, Jay Hen coming through.
Pinch hit. Two pinch hit in that ninth inning. AJ Hinch using all 26 on the roster. This team's got that feeling about them, right? They're never out. They fight. Every guy on the roster matters, and they have the best record in baseball. Back-to-back walk-off winners. By the way, this is how it sounded, Dan Dickerson's call.
Tuesday night's games sounded tougher.
Yeah. I understand a little more oomph to it. It's a home run. It's Javi. It's this redemption story.
The whole baby powder fly. Okay, I'll buy into it because that's what they do.
They were doing that. By the way, did you hear in the background?
Was it more do?
You know, the Tigers won again.
Oh, G-Mac cash.
Yeah, that's right. Sweep the Boston Red Sox.
You know, you got a really good Dan call when there's that pause right between, like, hit into center, base hit, then the Tigers win.
Yeah. He's always good. He's always on the money. So it's, but it's another Tigers win and 3.5 game lead over the Cleveland Guardians. And how about Minnesota? Minnesota quietly on a tear, 10 in a row.
Yeah, Tom told me that this morning. And guess what? They've made up like no ground.
Right. Well, I mean,
a couple games.
Yeah. But it just shows you how consistent the Tigers have been.
Could you imagine being a Twins fan right now? How mad you'd be? You've won 10 in a row and you're still staring up like neck.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, okay, how mad is a Twins fan with the way they finished last year, the way they started this year, and now they go on a 10-game, heater, and they're still 5.5 behind the Tigers? It's a beautiful thing. But 3.5 ahead of Cleveland, 4.5 ahead of Kansas City, and it's just, I mean, this team, in the last 10 games, 8-2, they are just consistent. And John, it's not always the same guy.
John, that's a great point. Like, look, we are early in the season, so there's not a lot of time for these long stretches, but what's their long stretch of great baseball? Like, what's their long stretch of losing baseball? They're not, like, hovering around 500 and then going a 10-game heater.
Right.
Like, this is win two out of three. Just keep
winning series.
I believe they've won 10 of the 14 series they've played.
Yeah.
And all but one at home.
Their longest, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but their longest losing streak started the season with three, but since then,
two.
It's been two.
The Rangers, the two they lost back-to-back Saturday, Sunday would have been the other.
And Milwaukee.
Yeah. You get where we're going with this and how fun this summer is setting up to be. We keep saying it, but they keep doing it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's part of it is there's, Is this real? Yes. Right? I mean, we've given people the numbers since August of last year. They're the best team in baseball. And they're a real, like, AL Central front runner, playoff team, and who knows more, but they'll be in the mix.
And again, we said it yesterday, we'll say it again, as long as they are there, best team in baseball. 29 wins, Mets got 28, Dodgers got 28. But in the American League, I mean, the next closest is the Yankees, the Cleveland Guardians, who are behind them with 25, and then Seattle Mariners, who we already dispatched, at 23.
How about winning a game where Skubal gives up 5 runs?
It was kind of a mixed bag with him because he still had really good stuff.
11 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And he was 101 on the gun, I believe, on one of them.
And I know, I mean, when he left the game, correct me if I'm wrong again, he had 3 runs, but...
They were his guys.
But 2 guys on base that were his guys.
Yeah,
so
Holton came in and struggled a little bit there. Devers with a big knock to tie it, and Bregman walks the bases loaded, and you're going, oh boy.
Yeah, Bregman had a pretty good day.
Yeah, he did.
But, I mean, it was funny listening to Dan, because we had a lot of going on last night, so I was in the truck listening to him. He was talking about how small Bregman's strike zone is, which I thought was hilarious, you know, because, you really do have to be, you got to put it in a sweet spot just to get a strike.
Yeah, and Skubal challenged him, and Bregman was ready. You're not going to ambush him.
No.
No. And by the way, other
good
note,
player.
Tigers third baseman, not Chase Young, sent down.
Mm-hmm.
And McKinstry played third yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Jace Young got sent down. Kind of surprised yesterday was the day.
With the off day today?
Yeah, well, with off day today and that they brought up Akil Baddoo.
Well, they played him. I mean, that's the argument is they wanted him in the lineup.
Right, they wanted him in the lineup, and it wasn't very productive. But I guess we kind of all anticipated. Now, obviously, AJ knows more than we do. They made that move for a reason. I know Akil Baddoo was hurt in spring training and it was a hand and they, you know, nursed his way back. He was starting to hit in AAA. But the glove that Jace Young has provided at third base, no bat, but I thought it wouldn't happen until Vierling came up.
Well, what is this? Maybe I'm reading too much into this. This tells me Vierling's going to play more outfield. Because Baddoo is not a long-term piece here, right?
No.
Baddoo will go down when Vierling's ready.
Yeah.
So it tells me they're going to play Vierling more in the outfield. That could be reading way too much into it. AJ has said he'll change his mind.
Daily
and based on the matchup and who's playing well and who's in a position to play in a couple weeks.
Toledo Express up and running.
Yeah. But that's how I would read into it.
Yeah. I mean, I would trust AJ with everything that they're doing and what Scott Harris and AJ have constructed and how they're doing it is clearly working. So I'm not going to sit there and question a move of sending a guy down that's batting 100, bringing up Akil Baddoo.
Few ticket texts to open the show. Skubal mowed down batters, 11 strikeouts. Yes. Am I the only one who's happy for Harvey, but still upset he's on the team, striking out at 25% clip, says the batting average is fake.
I'm
not upset that he's on the team.
You said Harvey. You're talking about Javier?
Yes. So Harvey's with the afternoon show called him like a year ago when he was struggling. That's their bit. But Javier's a different guy. I'm not upset he's on this team. Do I believe he's going to hit 320? No. No, all of the indicators are there for his batting average to dip. But if it dropped all the way down 50 points and he was a 270 hitter with some pop and a plus-plus defender at a premium position, I'm not kicking him off the team.
So that answers the question. Like, there are so many people that he has endeared himself to, but there are still people that no matter what he does this year, they're just never going to get on board.
I mean, the afternoon show yesterday was talking about whether you'd buy a Baez jersey. I mean, people are being won over by this. We've taken those phone calls, too. People wondering, hey, do I buy a jersey? There's more of those stories than this ticket texter.
Yeah.
And one does poke fun at us and says, concern level, ? Because we dared raise some concerns after the Rangers series. I guess to this person, they're a perfect, flawless baseball team that should never be discussed with any degree of...
Right, and our only concern that we really raised was Jack Flaherty.
Yeah, and the fact that Mize was hurt, which was nothing to do with the Rangers series, just a reality they're going to have to navigate.
Yeah,
I think people in that discussion missed the fact that we're simply talking about like those couple games. Like,
yeah.
Baseball's, there's so many games we're gonna talk about when some bad things maybe happen. They are 1-7 in Jack Flaherty's starts this year.
Right.
So, but, by the way, the run now since last August 10th, 60-28.
Yep, best record in baseball.
Okay, we talk about the two losses, but when we were done talking about the 6-1 loss on Sunday, it was, how is this team going to respond? We've said that. That's been the question every time after a couple losses. How will the team respond? The team responded against the Boston Red Sox with 30 runs in three games.
And by the way, memorable games. They assaulted them on Monday, just bombarded them. And then you get back-to-back walk-offs. Great story for Javi. And then last night was more of a story about the depth of this baseball team.
And they bring in Chapman. Benetti was going through the list of times that he's come in, hasn't given up a run. Well, you know what? There you go. It's like Class A last year in the postseason. Oh, how can't possibly touch him.
Till you do.
Then they do.
Till you do. Tigers had to start with them. They're the first place Tigers that just swept the Red Sox. Fun, emotional series. Great nights at the ballpark. We're itching to talk about the schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Heather has some thoughts on the schedule, too.
Oh, of course I do.
I had people messaging me immediately.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Christmas
Are we going to get confrontational Colin? And
I told him, this is your time.
To call in today?
To call in. You've never called in.
It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful. What did I say before she showed up? I'm like, today is the day we need Colin. Colin. All right. 248-539-9797. I tell you what, I'm gonna make sure that Heather has the hotline number that we give
for select guests.
Yeah.
Oh, prime real estate.
Yeah. Oh, prime. Yeah.
That way. All the other callers out of the way.
No. Yeah. We'll give you the AJ Hinch, Dan Campbell hotline.
Velvet rope. All right. Let him back there. So what we're going to do later in the show is with Christmas Day, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down. Heather may be using a different finger.
Yes.
And two of
Maybe
them.
Maybe two of them.
Yes. We'll get to that. We'll play the schedule game. Some notes on the schedule next. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. It's Heather Park. You've probably heard me talk about my new hot tub from Beninati Pool and Spa. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. It's changed the way my husband and I relax in the evening, how we recover from a workout, and how we spend time as a family. And lately, what we've been doing is setting up a tablet, watching the Tigers game from the hot tub. It has been awesome. And if you're thinking about getting a hot tub yourself, this is your moment. Beninati makes the entire process easy. Their experts are going to walk you through everything. They're going to help you pick out the perfect hot tub. They're going to deliver it. They're going to install it, and they're going to be there to help with maintenance as well. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with these Beninati experts to give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And if you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. it's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Had to use all 26. Pinch hit with Andy Ibanez. Pinch hit with Justin Henry Molloy. Back-to-back walk-off wins. A sweep for the Tigers. Great nights at the ballpark.
Sweet it is.
Yep. All right. We got the schedule game coming up at 6:35. What we're going to do today is Jim's version and John's version. And I'm going first at 6:35. We're going to wait to see if you've got him winning 14 or 15 games again.
See what kind of bus I'm putting out there?
Yeah. Now, true to form, I did not want to overthink this. First blush, I surprised myself with how this went. Win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. We'll go through that at 6:35. Some notes on the Lions schedule, John. 5 primetime games, plus Thanksgiving, and, yes, Heather, and Christmas. They have 2 Monday night, 2 Sunday night, Thursday night, and those holidays, plus all the 425 games, which are national TV games. Dave Burkett's the first I saw to point this out. Every road game will either be on national TV or in primetime.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to being a good team.
Yeah, and being a draw. The bye week is in the middle, which is nice, week 8. The stretch before the bye, I think, may be their toughest. Without Aleem McNeil, weeks 3 through 7, where you're going to face Baltimore, Kansas City, the Bucks, who've given this team trouble. That's maybe the toughest stretch on this.
It is. And so my first reaction was, okay, how does this schedule start because of the new play callers on both sides of the ball?
Also true.
You're going to have to be up to speed, obviously, against Green Bay. Chicago, I want to see how they look in the preseason, which is not a great indicator, how they open things up. But then, obviously, you're at Baltimore. It's Cleveland, Cincinnati, Kansas City. Like, that's a tough stretch. Not that Cleveland's a tough stretch, but it is – that doesn't give the play callers much time. That's why I look at the preseason, not that the starters are going to play, and no, I don't want them to play at all. I want John Morton, more than anybody, to get into a good rhythm of calling this offense and not get caught into what's working, what's not working with the twos, threes, fours. I want him to be working with Dan Campbell on how Dan wants this offense, what the identity is going to be of this offense. And a lot of that won't be determined on the playing field. It'll be determined at practice. They're going to get that extra week because they're going to be playing in the Hall of Fame game, which I think this year, normally I look at that and go, I don't like that. Vets aren't going to like it. But with a new play caller, having that extra week is nice. And I know that we're going to talk about the whole Christmas Day event that is now the NFL. And Heather, do you have the schedule that I printed out?
I can give you one.
No. I want.
Don't have
you
in don't.
Oh, you
oh,
don't.
Is this it? This is the schedule. I was like, what is this in my stack of papers?
Extra stupid paper. Yeah.
I pushed it to the side.
I believe there was a fat old man I saw this morning, and he left you a note on week 17. Did that?
What does it say?
Santa, please let Colin watch.
Oh, no. I really didn't think we were going to get a Christmas game, but I can't wait to talk about this later in the
show. Christmas wish.
This one says, give Colin a heads up before he calls. I have a feeling it will be a short phone call. After looking at the Lions schedule, after looking at the schedule, the first person I thought of was Heather and her reaction to the Christmas game. I was like, holy heck, how am I going to sell this?
I didn't even respond to your text.
I want
to
know, how did you guys know, had you heard, because as soon as I saw
you were the
news,
first. You broke it to me.
I broke it to you guys. Yes. I wanted to make sure as soon as I saw that, I thought, I got to send it to the group text.
And what did I say? I say, great, exciting, new family traditions.
And I kept waiting. I was literally waiting all day for a response from one Heather Park. Did you type
I started
and delete?
Type, delete. And then I said, you know what? I'm not feeling great. I'm going to bed and I'm not responding.
You did the mature thing.
Wow.
You typed out something and then you took a breath and said, no, you know what? I'm going to be a grown up. And then it hit you again. You typed, you took a breath and said, you know what? I'm not in the right frame. Because I know when you left here yesterday, you were tired.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling great. So I definitely was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this right now. I'm going to sleep. Take a nap.
Well, you
and then
only...
I felt bad for not responding.
Oh, so. You're fine. You'll respond today at 6:50.
I know. I was looking at my phone, staring at it all day. Screen time went up yesterday.
End of this hour, we'll get your response. And we phrase it as thumbs up or thumbs down, but you'll use a different finger, I'm sure. So we'll get to that. We got the schedule game, but first, Heather in the news.
Well, one person was taken to the hospital after a shooting on the lodge Wednesday afternoon. So Michigan State Police said that the shooting happened shortly after 2:30 along the southbound lanes right near 8 Mile. And after receiving calls when troopers arrived, Detroit EMS was already there treating a 64-year-old man from Birmingham for a gunshot wound. The man was alert, was conscious, was doing okay at the scene, but was taken to the hospital for further treatment. His car had several bullet holes in it, so the shooting remains under investigation. I mean, they shut the highway down. There was a lot of traffic because it sounds like they don't know the suspect, obviously don't know the motive. So there's a lot to unpack there, but I'm guessing road rage because that's what we've seen in the past, but maybe there's more to the story than meets the eye, but very scary for sure.
So I saw, and you may have just said this, I don't want to repeat it, but when I was watching this story develop on TV,
yeah.
Guy was shot in the head.
Oh, I did not say that. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw him on the stretcher, like sitting up and,
yeah, they
and
said
they were
he
taking
was,
him
he was
to the
cool,
hospital.
Yeah. You know, that he was up and alert and conscious
like, wow.
And chatting, but... Maybe it was like
a graze.
Yeah, I don't know. When you hear shot in the head, you're like, ooh.
Yikes. Yeah, I didn't hear that. That, yeah, changes it a little bit. Authorities are investigating after a student at Centerline High School brought a gun to the school.
This is the dumbest story I think I've heard in some time.
So on Tuesday afternoon, a parent actually contacted the school's superintendent about a picture that their child had seen of a student with a handgun. Okay?
They took a picture?
Yes, they took a picture. Yes. So police were called to the school. School went into lockdown. The student that was seen in the picture with the gun was found, taken into custody, and the gun was also eventually discovered. Then two other students who are accused of taking the photo were also arrested.
Why were they arrested? What was the...
Well, because you willingly know that this kid is going to have a gun in school and you're taking a photo to... Yeah, they were part of... They knew about it and did nothing about it.
First of all, dumb... Bringing a gun to school, dumb, and then posing with it and admitting guilt before.
Yeah, but social media, John, you got to let everyone know. No. You need those likes. Anyway, parents and neighbors say the school isn't doing enough to keep students safe. They want to see changes. They'd like to see more metal detectors. The school district did put out a statement detailing what happened, and they asked for parents to talk to their kids about guns and gun safety. Frankenmuth's first and only luxury boutique hotel, The Mill, at Zender Park is set to open in 2026.
Okay.
So maybe plan,
I got time.
You know, uh-huh.
Yeah,
next
maybe this
year,
is your
gym,
ticket
plan
to go into Bronner's.
There you go.
Yeah, you need a fancy boutique.
Yes, and not only this boutique hotel, it's also going to be complete with a speakeasy style cocktail bar.
I like that.
Hidden beneath.
Ooh.
Which
I
is
like
what
that.
A speakeasy should be, yeah. Down yeah, under, right?
Yeah. Any upside down pineapples?
That's to be determined. We'll have to wait and see about that. You could bring one, Jim, and just set it down, let everyone know you're there. The Landmark Lounge will offer an intimate cocktail experience, so maybe great for those pineapples, as well as some small plates. The hotel, which is kind of cool, is actually a recreation of the historic mill that was built at the same site in 1848. The cocktail lounge, the Landmark Lounge, will be open to the public. They say, obviously, it will be great for travelers, for locals. You can enjoy a night out in Frankenmuth, but you can also rent it for private events, weddings, whatever, milestone celebrations, things like that. So very cool to see. I thought this was kind of interesting. It's National Pet Month. So here's a question for you. Would you sacrifice your partner to add years to your pet's life? Should be an easy answer,
question.
Right? I know, but I saw this and I thought, oh my gosh, 1 in 7 dog owners said that they would ditch their partner or spouse if it meant they could increase their dog's lifespan by 3 years. And you know who said that the most, Jim?
Men?
Recent or soon to be divorcees?
Cat
millennials.
Owners? Oh, millennials.
Mm.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Just something that we're both in the millennial generation. Other things people would give up for their pets to
You'd
live
have
longer.
To pick which dog?
And I'm
sorry,
thinking
Colin.
About it. Of all groups, Gen Zers would be most likely to give up their favorite meal.
Okay.
So that their dogs could live longer.
Your favorite meal.
Gen Xers would be most likely to give up coffee forever. And then boomers would be most likely to have all of their favorite TV shows or movies spoiled for them to trade in 3 more years with their dog. People love their animals, right?
Yeah.
Finally, Live Nation is launching another ticket promotion this summer. It's called the $30 Ticket to Summer. Over 1,000 concerts will be available to choose from. So obviously lots of different artists. Halsey, The Offspring, Rod Stewart, Billy Idol, Styx, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on and on and on. Tickets will go on sale Wednesday, the 21st.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. Schedule game next. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you need help, you want to look for someone who cares about you. That's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG and his team, and it's true. They got an experienced team staffed up to get you the biggest possible payout. Lawrence KG is a Detroiter. He built his business with the idea that you're not a number in the insurance game. Team's going to look after you when you need it most. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. That's spelled K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, it's the schedule game. Hot off the presses. Let's get into it. I'll do my version first.
Okay.
Disclaimer, this is my first blush reaction, subject to change and likely will. When I did this,
you're not going to take a stand. You're just going to, it's my first blush, but tomorrow I'll change my mind. Day after that, I'll change my mind.
No, I just mean like when we get into the season, I'm not going to be held to this. Stuff's going to change. Guys are going to get injured. Narratives are going to form. But this was my first reaction, and I actually surprised myself. Let's start week one, Green Bay Packers. Lions, 6-1 their last seven against Green Bay, including three straight at Lambeau. I think run-heavy foundation for new offensive coordinator John Morton and a 1-0 start for the Detroit Lions. Week two, the Bears at home. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. They want to be us, but they're not. Ben Johnson doesn't get to take Dan Campbell with him, and that gets solidified. Get scared, but a together team pulls it out. J-Mo, 65-yard end-around touchdown, gives him a 2-0 start to
calling
the season.
Calling a shot.
That's right. Week three, Monday Night Football in Baltimore. They wear their all-black uniforms, and the game is a shootout. Lamar Jackson's ability to extend plays fires up the edge debate. Ravens win 2-1. Browns facing outside pressure. They make a quarterback change at 0-3. Shedeur Sanders, NFL debut. He sacked five times by five different Lions. Comfortable win. Lions bounce back 3-1, four games in.
Ooh. Answers that edge debate, I guess.
Yeah, conversation over. Except in week five, they travel to Cincinnati, and the debate we want to know right now is which team will Trey Hendrickson play on? He'll be suiting up for the home team. He'll get a sack fumble off of Goff late, and the Bengals pull off the win. Lions are 4-2. Or sorry, 3-2. Primetime against the Chiefs. We know Detroit gets up for these games. They don't lose back-to-back under Campbell, and I think they get a signature victory to calm everybody down. 4-2 Lions.
Okay.
At 4-2, they get the Monday night game against the Bucks. Whispers of Aleem McNeil coming back to the practice field, but not yet on the football field. Monday night party, Lions avenge one of their two regular season losses from last year. They go into the bye at 5-2, which I think is no small feat given coordinator changes, given the fact that they don't have Aleem McNeil. Out of the bye, rested up, they've got the Vikings. Goff has carved up that Brian Flores defense. This is no exception. Lions score on their final five possessions to close it out and start 6-2 with some big games ahead. But at 6-2, the deadline comes and goes. The healthy Lions like their guys and hold firm. Week 10 at the Commanders. On the opening drive, Jaden Daniels gets hit going out of bounds and hurts his ankle. Marcus Mariota has to play the rest of the way, and the Lions win in a laugher. There's a national debate over whether the hit was dirty, and locally we wonder, how do we judge that win with a backup quarterback?
This is amazing.
In week 11, they'll
Your
travel.
Your imagination is great.
In week 11, they'll play at the Eagles. This is the game everybody's circling. Home field will matter. A street fight will be won by the team with the better O-line, D-line combo. Jalen Carter disrupts Goff's timing on a key fourth quarter possession. Lions fall to 7-3. Week 12 against the Giants. The poor Giants have to deal with the Lions off a loss. Valeni has already resorted to rooting for draft position as he dons the Lions engine block headgear. Dart's not in yet because the bye hasn't hit, and the Lions win easy. They're 8-3 on the season. Thanksgiving Day against the Packers. Lions, fully healthy defense is the story here. Aleem McNeil makes a difference. They're about to turn it up a notch for the stretch run. Gibbs a 3-touchdown day. Detroit's 9-3. Thursday night football against the Cowboys. The heat is on in Dallas. First-year head coach Brian Schottenheimer is feeling it after an ugly Thanksgiving loss to the Commanders. Daniels is back now. Jerry Jones publicly backs his coach, but they lose ugly, another 3-score blowout for the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks. Lions are 10-3. Week 15 at the Rams. Extra rest and an extra home game for Detroit. I don't care that it's in LA. You know Detroit fans are going to take over. It'll be another close battle between these two, with the Lions winning on the two-minute drill. 11-3 for the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Where's this going?
Week 16, the Steelers. That team versus that guy. Aaron Rodgers, they need this to stay alive in the wild card race. And of course, Kirby Joseph's getting an interception and the Lions win. That is 5 straight, 12-3. They're getting hot at the right time. Week 17, Christmas Day. Heather and Colin have a wonderful Christmas morning with the kids. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're all feeling the way Heather is. Frustrated. Short week, plus I think J.J. McCarthy has settled in. His running helps them in the red zone. Lions lose. They're 12-4. Final game of the season at the Bears. The Bears, the narrative is they want to have their Lions moment. They want to end the year like the Lions did in 2022, playing spoiler. The Lions have plenty to play for with seeding, and with 10 days to prepare, they bounce back and deny Ben Johnson that moment. The Lions go 13-4.
Wow.
I did not expect to do this.
Wow.
But this is how it played out. Now,
with the second toughest schedule in the NFL.
And then I zoomed out and I go, maybe they lose one more to attrition. Maybe it's one more in that Bucks, Chiefs, Bengals stretch. But yeah, man, 12-13 wins. I couldn't find.
Well, it's not 12-13 wins. It's 13 wins.
It's 13 wins.
And not only that, but Jaden Daniels gets knocked out, but then comes back to play against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the narrative you have going throughout the course of this whole schedule. I
did not expect to pick 13 wins.
Interesting. Very interesting. So let's go back on this for just a moment.
Yeah, please. I welcome feedback. Uh-huh.
So you have them losing to Baltimore, Cincinnati.
Yep.
The Eagles.
And the Vikings.
And the Vikings.
They would go undefeated at home. They would only go, would they go 5-1 in the division?
So question I have for you. At 12-4, after they lose to the Vikings on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And they get the lump of coal. Do they have the division locked up at that point?
Yes, but they want to fight for seeding.
Okay. All right.
And Campbell would play hard even if they didn't.
No, I agree with that. I'm just wondering if at that point, I mean, losing to Minnesota. So basically going into those final two division games, Minnesota and Chicago, they've already got it locked up.
Because I think Green Bay's the biggest threat, and they would have gone 2-0 against Green Bay. They'd have the tiebreaker in their back pocket.
Okay.
Tom, I know you got thoughts on this schedule. So we'll do John's later.
They are, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are undefeated at home.
Yes. Perfect home record, 5-1 in the division, and they have a 5-game win streak post Eagles to heat up. I think I have them winning, 5 of the last 6 games? Or 6 of the last 7 games? Yeah. Yeah. 6 of 7.
I was a little surprised by that, too. I kind of had you just pinpointed for 12 wins.
That's what I expected.
How you got there or not, you know? I mean, look, they'll probably end up losing a home game that we don't see coming, and they'll probably win a game that we didn't see coming and stuff. That's usually how it plays out, but I think that is awfully. I think Mike's going to rip you apart today if he hears about
this. Oh, no. I guess I should change my opinion so Mike doesn't make fun of me later.
No, because yeah. I look,
Trust me, it won't matter because last year when I said 14 wins,
nobody wins 14 games.
Yeah, everybody was ready to crucify me. So
I know how it sounds. I did not go into this looking to pick them to win 13 games, but one at a time, you have a hard time picking against the Lions in many of these matchups. I mean, I could give them the Kansas City loss or the Bucks loss. I'm still at 12. I'm still over their preseason win total. And I think with a tough schedule, people are going to have a hard time finding losses, though.
So the deal breaker for me is that they got those three franchise quarterbacks, top tier quarterbacks, Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes in the first 6 weeks. And there's going to be no McNeil for sure, probably. And so yeah. I think the discussion, I can see us, Brad, you should have got an edge. Brad, you should have got an edge. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going with 11-6.
Okay.
Kind of was around that number even before this thing came out. I actually think overall the schedule set up pretty nice for them considering how many hard games they have.
Yeah.
They've got some breaks in there. You should be able to take care of the Bears that early. Ben Johnson's a new coach and whatever you think of him. I mean, he'll probably have a trick play save for them. He's already saw that. He's like, I'm going to go in there and show him.
Roma Dunze, passing touchdown.
Right, exactly.
So 11-6, who are your losses again?
How do you find six losses?
My extra two were Kansas City.
Okay, I get that.
And the Rams.
Okay, the reason, I think the Rams have the potential to win that game, but with 10 days to prepare, I couldn't pick against the Lions in that spot.
But I think, I'm looking at from the Rams' perspective, they're going to be fighting for the NFC West right then.
Yeah.
With San Francisco?
Probably, because they have the, I think,
they've
one
got the
easiest.
No, they have the 32nd toughest schedule, right. Which is, I mean, okay, they're playing the last place, you know, schedule, which, because last year was a disaster for them, but
if they stay healthy, they're making the playoffs. The 49ers.
13-4. See what ticket texters have to say on
so
that.
So what do we call in the 13-4?
I don't know.
Because the bus was 12-5, right?
Yeah.
The 14-3 was the bus.
Yeah, the bus was 14 wins.
Yeah.
13-4.
Workshop it.
The shuttle?
Yes.
I'm on the 11-6 BBT.
The Q line?
Oh, no. So we're not getting very
far. The 13-4 Q line. That is what it is. Hop aboard the Q line, people.
All right.
It doesn't go very far. I hope that doesn't mean bad news for the playoffs.
I was going to say, I can't wait to see what ticket texters have to say. We're also going to get into some bigger schedule conversations, including that Christmas Day. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right, some ticket text, and yes, we'll talk Christmas Day where the Lions will play. Thumbs up, thumbs down, or double birds, the Heather Park special. So we played the schedule game.
Is that two partridges in a pear tree?
I had them winning 13 games, which I didn't expect given the coordinator losses and the tough schedule, but just how it worked out going game by game. So first texter says I live in fantasy land, and the next called me the ultimate jinx, predicting a 9-8 season now for the Lions.
So last year you were at 12 wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've improved by one win. You've bought in a little bit more. And now I know you did have some injuries in there to opponents.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what the injuries will be for the Lions when they occur. Your thoughts on the placement of the bye week?
Seems optimal, middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Chance to maybe get Aleem McNeil back into the month of November for some big games with the Eagles and Commanders. And I had him winning 6 of the last 7 games, which I think will be common. I think a lot of people will have them ending playing well and winning games.
The back end of the schedule appears in it to be an easier stretch than the front end.
The thing I was self-critical of myself was maybe without McNeil early or some random attrition, they drop one I'm not expecting, but I still don't see some big... I guess I have them stepping back, John, from 15 wins all the way down to 13 wins. Texter says, Valeni has created an army of moronic Lions fans. Who cares if he makes fun of you? I'm with you, Jim. 13-4, signed Nate. 13-4, short bus.
Oh.
13-4 and the
what
two...
What does that mean?
I don't know. 13-4 and the two... I get what he's saying. Two seed behind really? Washington. What else we got? Mark him down for 17 wins. Yada, yada, yada. We'll take more of your thoughts on the ticket text. 248-539-9797.
Don't get your feelings hurt. It's okay to have your own take on this.
It's
okay to go out there and be confident in Dan Campbell, in this offense, and in a defense that I think is not going to be the best defense in the NFL. But if it remains healthy, it's going to be better than the defense that they had last year. And the defense that they had last year helped them get to 15 wins.
We'll get your schedule game in the 8 o'clock hour. Want to know if you get back to 14.
It's under lock and key, by the way.
Okay. So you're not going to be swayed by any of my expert analysis?
No. Okay. I did take notes, but no, I think most people believe that I am not swayed by anything you say.
My son Quick last night made one reference to the schedule. He said they play the Ravens again in the third week of the season. That was when Tucker made the kick.
Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
We know one thing. It's etched in his head.
Right.
Forever. His reaction. Yes.
Tormented as a
scar.
Yeah.
That's a deep scar.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, let's talk Christmas Day.
Yes, let's please talk Christmas Day. And the Christmas present that we received yesterday. We received an early Christmas present when they announced that there were going to be three games again on Christmas. It happens to be a Thursday. And what does the NFL do on Thursdays?
Play football games.
They play football games.
Yep.
All right. And it happens to be a holiday. And what does the NFL do on holidays that are during the football season?
They play.
They play. Okay. So I don't think anyone should be shocked. I understand family. I understand traditions. I also understand the NFL, football, and ratings. These are going to be great ratings. And why is that, you ask? Well, it's the self-anointed America's team in the Dallas Cowboys who are playing on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. It's the darlings of the NFL and the fighting Taylor Swifts that will be also playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Why? Because people like to watch them. Whether you hate them or love them, you still watch them. So when you are a 15-2 team and you were a part of almost every game last year was one of the top 100 ratings for the entire year, including all broadcasts, not just football, you were a part of almost every single one of those matchups. You're going to be on prime time. The Lions are on prime time every time they're on the road. They're on Thanksgiving. That's tradition. They're going to be on Christmas also because, hey, welcome to being good. Welcome to people wanting to watch the Detroit Lions.
It's the ultimate compliment. The Lions are one of the biggest draws in football with the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Christmas, you get your morning, you open your presents. And then, really, you should be staying at home base, perfect to put on the football game.
Mm-hmm. And again, thank you, Santa, for delivering three games. And thank you for putting the Lions on Christmas, but putting them on Christmas on the road. Now, I know everybody wants to say, oh, well, they have to play on Thanksgiving. How they're not going to be able to spend, you know, Thanksgiving with their families. Well, you know what happens after that Thanksgiving Day? You get a couple of days off. And you have Thanksgiving later in the day or you have it on Friday. Welcome to being an NFL football player. Even if you don't play on Thanksgiving, chances are you will have meetings, you will have practice, you'll have walkthroughs, you will have something on Thanksgiving. I did it for a dozen years and it never changed. So then you fast forward to Christmas, and everybody says, oh, I can't believe their families have to be, you know, playing on Christmas. Well, you don't play for another 10 days, so you can have Christmas on Friday. You can have Christmas on Saturday, any other day of the week that you want. And it's just, again, welcome to being a professional athlete. You know going in, you're going to have to be playing or practicing on those holidays. The beautiful part is that it's on the road. So
is that
Detroit Lions fans don't have to go. They don't have to go downtown. They don't have to, you know, change their entire plan for tailgating, season ticket holders, all of this different stuff. Yes, you can travel to the game if you want to, but you don't have to. Lions will take care of business.
I don't want to give Heather 60 seconds to react to this. Let's go to the update, and we'll give her a chance to
yes.
air out her feelings about Christmas being hijacked by the NFL and the Detroit Lions. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.